Warning: some of the language in these videos is not censored and may be considered slightly offensive to some viewers.
Let's have an abortion! We're going to hell!
Yeah, let's have an abortion. We're going to hell should be the new national anthem of this country. Guys, I got to be completely upfront with you. I cannot BS you anymore. I am so sick. I've been sick for weeks. I've lost my voice. I have had it not only with my own health, but with this country. I can't find medication to help me. You're telling me we were able to find a vaccine to cure COVID, a chimeric disease that was put together in a lab in Wuhan, China, within 12 months. But when someone has RSV and laryngitis, you don't have a damn thing to help me? Maybe that's because when we look at the entire system, when you look at big pharma, when you look at the financial system, not even to talk about the Rothschilds or any of the real things that we should be allowed to talk about. You cannot even speak about the truth today, let alone find a cure for a common disease, because the world is so effed up. It is so backwards. Our country is so rigged against us that it's almost like I want to give up. I'm not joking. Because it's like, what's the point anymore? Right? I mean, what, when you see that, what the hell was that that we just watched right now? You know what that was? That was a fallen empire. That was a degraded society. That is a nation that is going to hell. I am clown-pilled. I'm laryngitis-pilled. I'm a lot of pilled, but unlike a lot of people my age, maybe I'm about to OD on these pills because I've had it. Today, we're going to talk about a few things. Number one, we have proof, and I'm tired of pretending like this is a conspiracy theory. The intelligence agencies are weaponized against us. We have the evidence. We're going to talk about how, you know, Dr. Fauci was proven to be a criminal. He should go to jail, but he's not. And we're also going to talk about most crazy things and show you how the communist takeover has affected our entire nation here on Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV, where we always have 8K graphics, confetti of color, and apparently not having a voice has become a standard objectionary qualification. And I'm tired of it. My name is Elijah Schaefer. I am your top 17 host. I'm joined by the lovely Savannah Hernandez, who does not have laryngitis. She's back. Are you feeling okay?
I'm feeling okay, Elijah, but I don't like seeing you this sick, this angry, but I understand why you are, and I'm excited for today's show because we're going to be touching on a lot of important topics.
There's a new me. Trust me. I'm done with the BS. I'm not putting up with it any longer, and you know what? I'm going full force, going ahead. If I get deleted, I just don't care anymore. Before we get into today's story, I got to tell you guys, there is nothing more personal than your health, and I know that because look at me. I'm collapsing under the weight of my own immune system. So when it comes to finding the right nutrition supplements to meet your fitness goals, you need a personalized approach, not all this just crappy supplements that you buy off the shelf. And thankfully, that's why there's a product called Gainful that is a personalized nutrition system that's formulated for your body and goals. Gainful gives you peace of mind that your protein, hydration, your pre-workout supplements contain the finest ingredients specifically for you. If you get started right now, you can take the 5-minute Gainful quiz. It's just 5 minutes. It considers your dietary needs, your goals, your physiology, and your unique personalized formula. They deliver supplements with no shipping charge every month, and you can cancel anytime or adapt your plan as needed. All their products are formulated by their on-staff registered dietitians and are backed by pro-level exercise scientists on their science advisory board. Every Gainful customer gets complimentary one-on-one access to their own registered dietitian available anytime, and their quality control process guarantees you have the best ingredients with zero artificial flavors, colors, or sweeteners. Start your fitness journey today. Get $20 off your personalized supplements. Go to gainful.com/offensive. That's GAINFUL.com/offensive. That's gainful.com/offensive for $20 off your personalized nutrition plan made for your tastes. BuzzFeed News, and I can't believe I'm reading them unironically. Oh my gosh, what has life come to? What has life come to, guys? I don't know. Next thing you know, I'm going to be telling you that e-girls are the future for information.
I feel like the fact that we're actually referencing BuzzFeed News just shows the entire state of our country right now.
It's just so bad.
So bad.
It's so bad. Well, if you guys remember Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, a totalitarian communist infiltrated, I won't say other parts of who are influencing her because I'll get deleted, was apparently almost kidnapped during the lockdowns by right-wing extremists. And oh my gosh, God forbid a totalitarian, authoritarian tyrant has any retribution or any accountability for their absolute unconstitutional madness that they unleash on this country, and that, God forbid, people actually want to be ruled and governed fairly according to their own documents. That's all I'll say. They did something no-no. These people, these white nationalists, these Nazis, these godforsaken people decided to kidnap her, and thank God for the FBI, because they saved us. They saved our chosen leader. Freaking Moses has nothing on Gretchen Whitmer. And we have her, and she was saved from this plot to take her away from her family. And I cried, guys. I cried. I was so thankful. I lit candles to her. I prayed my Gretchen Whitmer rosary. And I said, Lord, thank you for saving us again. Because 9/11 and Vegas, the Boston bombing, all of those things, you know, that definitely weren't involved with the actual intelligence agencies. Well, we got over those, so we got over one more. Well, you know, the world is backwards when it takes BuzzFeed News, the degenerate, multi-gendered, absolute sack of dog feces for a publication, to accidentally discover that yet again, another plot against the government was designed, unfortunately, by who, Savannah?
By the country who is the best at destabilizing other countries.
The United States government.
Yeah, yeah.
We're
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Watching The Watchmen. I want to talk to you about this. I want to get into this. We're going to come down here. So there was this informant that led this, and they quote him, "Everybody down with what's going on?" An Iraq war veteran, the group demanded to know when they ended their recon mission. Well past midnight at a campsite where they were all staying. "If you're not down with the thought of kidnapping," someone else replied, "don't sit here." And so you have this entire plot happening. We're so excited that the government is doing their job. Your taxpayers are going to work. And for finally, we are so happy. Well, it turns out, and I want to bring this up to you for a second, if we go further into the story, an examination of the case by BuzzFeed News revealed that some of those informants that were acting under the discretion of the FBI played a far larger role than was previously reported. Working in secret, they did more than just passively observe and report on the actions of the suspects. Instead, they had a hand in nearly every aspect of the alleged plot, starting with its inception.
Oh my gosh.
Starting with its inception. The extent of their involvement raises questions as to whether there would have been a conspiracy without them. Guys, I'm going to tell you, you can go to this story. You can read a lot more about it. But as you get into it, it actually says that the FBI not only created the plot to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer, but they paid for the hotels, supplied the resources, created the plan, doubled down on everything, and entrapped American citizens who were anti-government, who were gun enthusiasts, into a failed plot to kidnap the governor. Now, this is what's so crazy. We've gotten to a point in our country to where our country is attacking itself and then blaming the people who love it the most for its problems. This is the most backwards we could have ever been. And we've been here for a very long time. And it's not just our intelligence agencies. Wait until you hear about Mossad and what Israel's been doing. Wait until you see what the, oh shoot. Wait till you see what's been going on in the UK. Wait till you see what's been going on with Canada. Wait till you see what's going on in Australia. Believe it or not, the Western nations of this world are the ones causing the problems for us so that we remain in control. And it's not just the FBI, because we could talk about this for a while. I mean, this is a serious problem. Breaking news coming out today. A DEA agent is arrested for participating in the January 6th Capitol riot by Trump supporters. Here are the facts, and we won't read them so much in detail, but a Drug Enforcement Administration agent has been arrested for participating in January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Agent Mark Sammy Ibrahim allegedly flashed his badge and a DEA-issued handgun during the riot. Authorities said that he entered the restricted area around the Capitol and also climbed on the Peace Memorial at the foot of Capitol Hill. Ibrahim, who lives in Orange County, California, was a probationary employee of the DEA. He had been given notice of a planned resignation, according to a court filing. So, as Darren Beatty from Revolver News pointed out most clearly recently on our show, too, how the FBI was directly involved in the planning, organization, and execution of the January 6th riots, entrapped individuals, and we might even say is a domestic terrorist organization. We're finding out that many of the plots that have gone underway in this country, a lot of the violence and destruction has been directly organized by the people who prevented it. It's literally like sending an escort to your husband, paying her, tricking your husband into thinking that you want an open relationship. He sleeps with her. You get mad. You almost get a divorce. And then you come forward and tell all your family you saved your marriage. That's exactly what the FBI, the DEA, the NSA, and many other intelligence agencies are doing. They've gone rogue. They've weaponized themselves against us. And if you think it's just the intelligence agencies that are working against us, wait until you find out about how it all works and why our country is the way it is. And we're going to talk, we're going to be getting into this right now. We have a lot coming up, but you know, it's like, Savannah, you said this. You finally understand why InfoWars exists, right? I do too.
Yes. Yes, very much so.
I know you didn't want to explain why, you know that?
Okay, I'll explain why while you drink some water to, you know, soothe your poor little laryngitis throat. But again, I understand why Alex is as upset as he has been over time. And it's because he's been trying to warn the entire world of what's been going on, what's been happening for centuries at this point. And we talk about a lot of these issues as if they're a brand new thing. And this is just happening for the first time, that dissidents being censored is something that we're seeing for the first time, that the destabilization of an entire country and countries around the world is something we're seeing for the first time. But this has been happening time and time again. And Alex has been warning about it, but people viewed him as entertainment as opposed to somebody who maybe was actually trying to blow the whistle on what's going on. And now we're in an entire state of destabilization here in America because of America. So there right. We are.
So as we start with the top, I want to slow it down for a second. And I want to look at the destabilization. I want to talk about some of this because you guys might know some of it, but you might not realize all of it. When we look at the social deconstruction of our country and why the globalist American empire or the gay American empire, the GAE, as we've talked about and we've tracked with, exists and have taken over our nation, we've watched as they've put in policies that don't make sense, that completely undermine any trust in government. For instance, I think we have a video on video 7. You know, Prop 47 in California allowed individuals who shoplift less than $950 to steal whatever they want. We've gotten to the point where this is normal, and this has become a part of American society. First of all, I'd like to point out the obvious about the perpetrators of most of these crimes, like we talk about in the show all the time. When you look at them, you observe them, and you look at their physiognomy, and you look at their skin color, and you look at everything, what stands out to you about all of these people, Savannah, that continually commit all these crimes? What stands out to you about them? What stands out the most?
Probably the fact that they're Black. I'm just going to be blunt with it and say that again, we have a societal problem here. We have a culture problem. And every single time we see one of these videos come out of a grandma being punched in the back of the head in New York, of stores being looted in these areas, it always seems to be one specific people and culture that seems to be doing it. So I'm just going to say it.
I was going to say the fact that they all look under 35. They all look young. That's you went there and just, you went there.
Did I just destroy my career in 30 seconds or less?
You were like, I never noticed their skin color. I thought those were white supremacists. I thought that was the three percenters. I was figuring those were probably the people who orchestrated 9/11 even.
Well, I think these are the people that the FBI has been warning us about that are the greatest domestic terrorist threat to our country. So that's exactly what this is. And as you guys can see, white supremacists.
Yeah, and you know what? The point of this is to make you feel unsafe, to make you feel confused, to bring in the spiritual aspect for the Christian viewers who know what's going on, right? It says that the devil is the author of confusion. It also says, I think in it might be 2 Corinthians 4:4, I might be off, that the devil is the god of this world and that, you know, it's under his power. And so, you know, he's the author of confusion. So don't be surprised when it is confusing because he seeks to kill, steal, and destroy. And he wants things to feel backwards so we cope with sin, that we fall into despair, and that we don't know what to do so that we lose our souls. But for those of you guys that are not Christian, you want to know why it's backwards, other than the fact that that's the truth, is because our government is no longer controlled by what is moral and what is right. Our government has been infiltrated infiltrated after the creation of the Federal Reserve on Jekyll Island as bankers have taken control of our money. We all know the story. I can't get into it in too much detail or I'll get canceled. But the reality is that we lost our nation to a moral and a just Christian people who were fighting for our posterity. And we've lost it to the people who do not care about us, want to manipulate us and control our society. And they want you to realize that you're powerless. They want you to realize that you don't have control. And they want you to feel like things are backwards and have no idea how to make them right. Why? So that you are able to be controlled. Is that when you feel like the government can't help you, then who can? Well, you can take matters into your own hands. Well, if you do, and you begin to hate the government, well, they'll put you in jail and they'll set you up to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer. And if you fall in line, well, you just end up hooked on dope, smoking weed, and looking at porn, and you'll end up so depressed that they'll put you on SSRIs, and they'll tell you that that's the way to treat yourself. But it will never fix anything, because it's never meant to make your life better, because your life doesn't matter to them. And if your life does matter to you, be afraid. And that's why we get people like this. The confusion gets crazy. It gets worse. As we saw earlier, people begin to not even understand their own language. They begin to manipulate words. If we go to video 2, where we begin to have arguments like this that don't make sense, and we begin to argue about stupid things rather than the realities that are actually facing us, like why our money is valueless, why certain bankers control the governments of this world, what really happened at 9/11. No, don't ask those questions, you right-wing nut. Don't ask those questions, you conspiracy theorists. Let's argue about things like where the word swag comes from. Play video 2.
Swag or swaggy are also slurs. Slave auctions, whenever they saw a black man on the stage or whatever, they would be like, that boy's got swag. Make sure he's extra swaggy. And then that's how they chose black men to like buy. Non-black people, please stop saying the word swag. Thank you. And respect our boundaries.
Okay, first of all, you have no authority over me. You have no power. I don't care about your race. You shouldn't care about mine. And white people, please don't. Oh, dude, shut up. We're so over you. You're not going to be a part of this new society in terms of the fact of any influence, because you know why? You're controlled. You're weak. You fell to their traps. You're just a pawn in their game. You're not awake. You're a loser. And also your hair sucks, but that's aside, dude. Okay. You know, it's like Top Ramen hair, dude. Listen to me. I mean, he thinks he's like, what is this? Justin Timberlake from the 90s?
Truly, frosted tips should be outlawed at this point.
Yeah, sir.
It's never a good look.
I'm sorry to tell you this. First of all, frosted tips is definitely something white people started, and it wasn't good on them, and it also doesn't look good on you either. So, dear black people, also, can you stop doing frosted tips?
Yeah, it's wait, just is this cultural right. appropriation then? Wow, that's a lot. It's like when you see black girls wearing like blonde, straight-haired wigs, and cultural appropriation, you know? Goes both ways, I guess.
Yeah, also, they like to get you upset with, they want to get you upset even with your own entertainment. Superbad 2 came out recently. We got a short look into a commercial for it. You might have seen someone like this walking around you, but damn, I've got to say this. Jonah Hill has really lost his edge. People all over were shocked to see the reality of where things have taken. Let's go ahead and play video 3.
I'm so fucking done with this world. I'm so tired of it. I'm so fucking tired of this selfish, idiotic behavior. I have 1, 2, I have 3 fucking inhalers! 3! And I also have to carry this fucking iron lung with me anywhere I goddamn go! Just in case if these don't work and you have the nerve to tell me that you have a doctor's note not to wear this! If any doctor gave you that, it's because you're that fucking weak you can't wear a piece of cloth! You're a fucking selfish bitch! And if your husband does that too in public, I hope you both catch COVID! I hope you both understand how serious this is! My 4-year-old needs me! My disabled husband who broke his spine in 2016 fucking needs me! I'm the only one doing anything in my house because they need me! And you're selfish trying to take me away from them!
Can I just say what for the podcast listeners, Elijah, what this woman looks like? Because she's screaming and crying about masks while simultaneously being obese.
So you're telling me this wasn't super bad too?
Oh my my gosh, maybe it was actually.
I literally thought that was Jonah Hill.
No, Jonah Hill actually lost weight. So I think that this woman's a bit too heavy to be Jonah Hill in 2021. Let me just be honest with that. Maybe she wouldn't need two inhalers and an iron lung if she cared enough about her health to stop going through the McDonald's drive-thru. I'm just going to say that for the podcast listeners so they know what we're watching right now.
I will say this, though. I will say this. I'm going to send you right now a video.
Oh, no.
I'm going to send you something that is literally, I found this person that is on the screen recently got into blood sports, and there's a video of them going around. She got so mad that she just took it out on the world. Do you have your phone on you?
Yeah.
Look at it right now and just play it for the audience, please. Just put it, show them on the screen.
All right.
This video, put it up to your camera.
Let's see if we can do this.
Go ahead, get it fast.
I'm trying! I might have to add, okay, here. There we go.
Wait, what are you doing? Show the audience.
I'm showing them.
Okay, apparently she gave up. I'm so sorry, that was so bad. Apparently she gave up.
Are we bad people?
No, we're good people. We tell our audience the truth. I'm done, you know, sugarcoating things for the audience. I mean, I have to follow FCC guidelines
and,
or whatever.
And also, too, don't remember the CNBC, or remember the CNBC article that said that over 70% of COVID hospitalizations were due to obese people here in America. So I'm just trying to save this woman's life at this point. If she really wants other people to care about her health, then let me care about her health and call out her obesity.
And that's the point. That they have this woman confused into thinking that the issues in the world are that some healthy young dude who works out at the gym isn't wearing a piece of paper over his mouth. Ma'am, your breasts were not made to be below your lowest rib. God didn't design them that way, okay? And there's a thing, it's called a bra. If you don't can't afford one, you can steal one for free and no one's gonna stop you because it's probably less than $950. Unless it's from Victoria's Secret, then maybe it might be around that price. But for the most part, I'm sure, ma'am, if you need to get an over-the-shoulder boulder holder, they exist. And if you can't steal one yourself, I'll take one for you because nobody will stop me either.
Well, and again, too, like, look at the conditioning of our society. They've made this woman erratic. She is screaming and crying in her car in public because society and the media has spread so much propaganda that she genuinely thinks she's going to die if somebody else doesn't wear a face mask. And instead of taking care of her own health, she's screaming about it on the internet. And again, this is my slogan for life now, Elijah. Your health is not my responsibility. That's
you're
it.
Right.
So you're right. There well, you go to the fat lady right
big
here.
Big pharma and big industry have known that for a while, polluting our water, our air, increasing cancer rates. I mean, most of the problems we face today are due to the fact that the people in power have never cared about our health and they never will. And they didn't start with COVID. These are the people who unleashed it on us. Yes, I said it. They did that, okay? I've watched Fauci lie under trial. We know exactly what's going on. You know, let's talk about that for a second. We're going to get into the Fauci stuff and Fauci lying, but I got to let you know, as we talked about, we do live in a turbulent world. And sometimes if you're like me, you might wonder what's coming next. I mean, you look at that movie and you're like, is Superbad 3 next? I don't know. But no matter what happens, guys, you have to eat and food will always be your number one concern. If there's maybe a sudden food shortage, are you prepared? And if not, well, I'm going to tell you, you need to get yourself long-term food storage and emergency food supplies from My Patriot Supply. Their food stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage, which is older than a lot of you guys watching this. And their hearty meals you'll eat provide 2,000 plus calories a day, which apparently that woman could use probably a little reduction. But for most of us, that's enough to keep us healthy, exactly what we need. My Patriot Supply has been in the business for over 13 years. They're the original Patriot Preparedness Company, and they've served millions of Americans like you. And now you can enjoy a 25% discount on their 4-week emergency food kit. You get a wide variety of meals to last you 28 days, breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, plus the 2,000 calories a day. It's all there in this 4-week kit, and you can save that 25% if you act now. Just go to the website preparewithelijah.com. I have my own website, so famous. Just kidding. Preparewithelijah.com. That's PrepareWithElijah.com. Don't wait till it's too late. Go to preparewithelijah.com right now. Please save 25% and get yourself prepared. The reason why I say this, guys, as we get into this Fauci stuff, the government has lied forever. I'm not going to make accusations that they kill their own people because they don't need to kill us. They just set people up to do it. You know that when it comes to the Boston bombing, what a tragedy. Honestly, truly, I know I made fun of the Whitmer's plot. The Boston bombing, people really did die, okay? They lost limbs. It was horrible. It was tragic. Do you know this? Can you go to my week? Do you know this on my screen here? Do you know this from Newsweek?
What are we looking at here?
We still don't even know who built the Boston bomb.
Of course not.
We don't know who built the pipe bombs on January 6th. We don't know who built the Boston bomb. How come? And you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? Mike Cernovich found out. Guess what? The FBI dropped the investigation. They didn't even want to know who built the bombs.
Well, it's because they're spending all of their resources and time on focusing on the domestic terrorists that they are enabling and pushing to commit domestic terrorism. Is that how that works?
It is.
I see.
And okay. It's so crazy. They don't know who built the bomb. Listen, this is, if you get into this, Sergeant Detective Gary Hayward was dispatched to an address near the center of the Tonytown of Topsfield in the North Shore region of Massachusetts. There he found an elderly woman on a bench outside the town library in her bathrobe, sobbing, her disheveled and distraught companions beside her. Hayward, a patient man with a calm demeanor honed over nearly 30 years in law enforcement, sat down with the woman as she described being forced to climb out of her bedroom window to escape her 6'2", 240-pound son, Daniel Morley, after he attacked her, yelling, "Witch, burn in hell." She said her son snatched her eyeglasses off her face and began melting them on the stove, threw her in a chair and forcibly drew cat whiskers on her cheeks with a marker, and then chased her to the bedroom, where he jumped on top of her longtime partner, David Bloss. As Bloss said, "Help me, Glendale," she climbed out of the window. Bloss wriggled out from under the 27-year-old Morley and escaped out the same window. Together, they called 911. Hayward took copious notes as the terrified couple described Morley's breakdown, which had been building over the previous 8 weeks since the day two bombs were detonated near the finish line of the Boston Marathon. Morley's mother had grown so concerned about this behavior that she'd made a psychiatrist appointment for him, which she reminded him of as he assaulted her. "I'm your mother and you need help." According to the affidavit, she swore later that day that he struggled with that, but since the Boston bombing, he had become very dark. In April 2013, hours before the explosions, Bloss told detectives that Morley was helping with yard work when he took a phone call, then left without a word. His behavior made Bloss uneasy, so much so that when the news of the deadly explosions at the street broke down, he said, "Duckworth, where's your son?" Morley didn't come home for 2 days. When he did return, he merely told Duckworth that he had gone fishing in Maine with a friend. Well, as you go down, I guess we have to read more of it because we're not going to get assignment. But essentially, there was evidence of who may or may not have actually made the bombs. And it looks like perhaps there was a mentally ill person who may have been preyed upon to make bombs. That is insane. I don't know. I can't make accusations. But of course, no one cared. They stopped recording the information. They didn't do anything about it. We never know who actually did the bombs. Americans died. They were hurt. The FBI dropped the case because, you know, when Americans are attacked and people actually are hurt and America drops the investigation, usually you can guarantee that they were the ones behind the actual plot. Why do you think we were able to find grandmas who pinged a signal with three masks on inside of the Capitol Rotunda 7 months later, but they still can't unmask who left bombs at the RNC and the GOP or the RNC, sorry. And the DNC. It's so backwards, the world that we live in. People are so confused, so lost, that they've got people thinking that white supremacy is the problem. When every day we see videos like this, they say stop Asian hate is a problem. We must end this white supremacy. Well, guess who's attacking Asians? There's an entire Twitter dedicated to tracking the attacks on Asians. I think we have a few. Do we have two videos on that, Savannah?
We do. I'm just going to play them as B-roll right here, and you can explain them to our podcast listeners.
We have a very young man, and again, I'm telling you, I've noticed the same trend. They're always young. Look at this guy. No gray hair.
He's walking up to an NYPD officer and just...
assaults him and runs.
Hits him in the face. So we have that one. The other one tries to stab him. Oh my gosh, I didn't even see that. So I think the other video we have was the Prop 47 one.
Don't have where the people attacked the bus driver.
No, but if you want to describe it, I can add it in post.
No, I don't need you to describe it actually, because it's more of the same, but it's like there's a crime watch list, and basically every crime watch list has the same conclusion. It's the same people in every video causing the problems in every city around the country in mass. And I'm fading. The reality is that it's so, you know how to stop crime? Crack down on the young people. That's what you got to do. It worked in New York under Giuliani, but it's racist. What's racist about age? I don't know. But it's like, you look at the world and people are walking around thinking that it's the Proud Boys that they need to watch out for. And the number one priority is their sexual identity. And the biggest threat to their safety are Christian evangelists. And what they are really worried about is that their world's going to end in 12 years. They've been psyoped and brainwashed into living into an alternate reality when it's the government who's creating these narratives, and it's the government who's really the biggest threat, either because they're directly causing the problems or refusing to address them. Because the more chaotic, defeated, and divided a nation is, the more easily it's subjected to control. And like, yeah.
And you know what, Elijah, I'll give you a break here and I'll jump in and talk about like the defund the police movement, for example, because the deeper and deeper we get into the things that our politicians and our government are involved with, I mean, look at who was pushing the defund the police movement. We had people like Kamala Harris, AOC, Ayanna Pressley, you know, the whole entire squad. They were pushing for this. And now we're seeing, again, the destabilization of our entire country via these crime waves in Austin, Texas, where I used to live, one of my favorite cities in Texas, overrun by liberals. They defunded the police last year by $150 million, and now murders are up 300%. And again, who was really initially pushing this seemingly grassroots movement of defund the police? We had all of these politicians backing it and behind it. We had George Soros paid DAs that were letting all of these domestic terrorists go night and night, you know, last year. So that's what's actually going on in this country, and it's really sad to see.
It really is. And, you know, I've been sick for weeks, and I'm telling you, like, we were talking about this earlier. It's like, I have just asked, hey, you know, we were able to defeat COVID with a vaccine. And I know that's absolute BS. And I'm not.
Well, we haven't been able to defeat it with the vaccine.
I'm not believing that, but it's saying like, we've been able to develop this, you know, proper treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And you're telling me with sicknesses that we've been dealing with forever that we couldn't, all we could do is develop some syrups that minorly treat the symptoms. Oh, save me it. Everything is set up to keep you sick, depressed, alone, and to feel lost in the world. You can't get the cures to what you need. You can't overcome what you want. The way to get better is through the things that God has given us and through God himself, and they've lied to you. That's why I have no time for libertarianism. I have no time for atheism. I don't give a damn, because honestly, it's just more lost people full of anger that are unwilling to accept the reality and the truth. Oh, well, God was made up by the government. No, he was not. God made the world and the government. And you know what's funny is, you know what was the characteristic, Savannah, about God with the Israelites? What was he always trying to prevent them? He was trying to prevent them from having a king. He was trying to prevent them from having a worldly government because he said it would ruin them, because men want power and money and they distort truth. And so, you know what? To my followers, I love you. I have no problem with you. If you think differently than me, I totally get it. We're all in different places in life. Most of my best friends are atheists and stuff, but I'm going to be completely straight up with you. You're deceived and you're living in a lie. And it's not because of the government and its witchcraft and fairy tales. Trust me, you aren't awake and you're not really red-pilled until you put your faith in Christ. Try to disprove it. It's really true. And I won't ever stop saying that, because as the world gets darker, we need to let our lights shine brighter. And I haven't become a better person, and I'm not perfect, and I make a lot of mistakes. And if it ever comes out that I've made mistakes in my life, you heard it here first. I'm Elijah Schaefer. I'm imperfect. And sometimes I don't always do the best things for my life, but I can tell you full-heartedly that, you know, that God is the way, the truth, and the life, and that it is not, you know, basically atheism is the cough syrup to your cold. It's like it minorly treats and makes you feel okay in the daytime, but it's not enough to actually get rid of the real problem, which is that we need to be saved from ourselves and from the chaos in the world. And it's like, that's why I don't back down from it. And I know it makes you a lot of guys uncomfortable, but guess what makes a lot of people uncomfortable too? Telling you that the vaccines don't actually work, that masks aren't going to help you, that climate change isn't going to destroy you, that white supremacy isn't the problem. Yes, sometimes the truth is uncomfortable, and I'm not going to apologize for that. We need to get back to that. I'm really telling you that. And maybe if you haven't find success in your life, that is why. People are lying to you right in front of your eyes. Rand Paul confronted Dr. Fauci, who lied vehemently and said that there was no gain of function chimeric research. If you don't know what that means, that's not the show for you. You can go watch another scientific show. Rand Paul is convinced. I'm convinced. We've read the papers. He lied under oath. He is covering for himself. He is the highest paid federal employee. And for the first time, we are starting to see the aim for people to fight for justice, as Rand Paul, who is a doctor, said that he is filing a federal complaint against him. Let's go ahead and play that video.
You kicked off your questioning of Dr. Fauci, emphasizing federal law makes lying to Congress a felony punishable by up to 5 years in prison. Is it your belief, based on the evidence, Senator, that he lied before Congress and broke the law?
Yes, and I will be sending a letter to the Department of Justice asking for a criminal referral because he has lied to Congress.
Yeah, so first of all, I want to say this. If you don't know what happened, Dr. Fauci did lie under oath, and I want to get into this thread from Tyler Cardin here on my screen. So here's how Fauci lied. Fauci committed perjury. Rand Paul called him out, citing NIH-funded gain-of-function work by Ralph Baric, she et al., a paper in which a synthetic infectious SHC-014 recombinant virus was created. What this means, guys, is essentially, if you look at the gene map of a virus, right, it's often displayed in a circle, and you can begin to fuse things together, create this sort of like a chimera, right, this joint together of something new, and you can manipulate the genes of something so that it changes its function, right? So that's why it's called gain of function for a lot of you guys who aren't scientific, because what you're doing is you're manipulating its genes so that it gains the ability, a function that it doesn't naturally have. The equivalent of me sewing a penis to your forehead that works. It's not pretty. It may not be good for you, but it does gain something. And that's what this kind of research is. Essentially, it's, you know, something weird, something funny. And there's a lot of questions as to why you would want a penis on your head. That's a good question. And I asked Dr. Fauci, why would you want more highly infectious diseases that infect people instead of animals? Good question, weird comparison, but that's the kind of entertainment you get here at Slightly Offensive. Well, Fauci was saying, well, the paper says that we made a gain of function. We did this. We attached the penis to the forehead of the virus. And it's like, Fauci's like, well, that's not gain of function. That's normal. Everyone's got a dick on their head. And it's like, no, Fauci, not everyone's got a dick on your head. But, you know, we're going to call you out for being one. Ralph Baric in the paper is like, it actually was chimeric gain of function virus. And here's the evidence. There's a video here, which you're welcome to watch. So the idea that Baric, she et al. Paper does not include gain-of-function research is also laughable, Tyler said. Fauci's just betting no one will actually read the damn thing, and he's probably right. Now let's read the paper. Reported studies were initiated after the University of North Carolina Institutional Biosafety Committee approved the experimental protocol project titled Generating Infectious Clones of Bat SARS-like COVID Lab Safety Plan ID, Schedule ID. These studies were initiated before the U.S. government deliberative process research funding pause on selected gain-of-function research involving influenza, MERS, and SARS viruses. This paper has been reviewed by the funding agency, the NIH. Continuation of these studies was requested, and this has been approved by the NIH. Now, I actually have a background in science. I'm very, very capable of reading scientific papers. A lot of them are confusing. Savannah does not have a background in science and reading scientific papers. Savannah, was this confusing?
A little bit, yeah. There was a lot of big words and capitalized infectious diseases that I didn't understand. So, you know, I wouldn't imagine the average American, even if they did read this, would even understand what was being said.
Right. And so I'll break it down to you. There's something very simple here.
Please do.
It's talking about the idea that there was a project, and this is how science works. There is a study that was initiated because of approved experimental protocol. What this means is that through the government, that there was some sort of a roadmap laid out that was considered something that they were testing. This test was generating infectious clones, which means that there are mimics or clones. I don't need to explain, hopefully, what that is to most of you guys, but duplicates of a SARS-like COVID that came from bats, okay? So they had isolated this virus. They were creating clones, duplicates, and they were gonna experiment on these chimeras. Essentially, let's just break a circle in half, add different new circles together to see what we get. It's a lot more complicated than that. I've built a lot of chimeras myself, and I've done some gain of function building of viruses myself, actually, to infect bacteria. Weird things. You think Elijah's stupid? How many of you guys have genetically modified viruses to infect bacteria for immunological research? I don't know. Probably some of you. I have. It's not that fun, but it was what it was. I'm not autistic enough to continue that work. So these studies were initiated before the U.S. government deliberative process research funding pause on selected. So it's basically like the U.S. government made a pause on this, but this was already going on before we decided to stop it. Now it says it literally uses the phrase gain of function research, meaning Dr. Fauci says there was no gain of function research. the paper says there was. You don't have to really get it if you're not tracking, but it's like someone saying like, yeah, I don't own a black shirt. And then you go in their closet and there's like five black shirts. It's like, well, I mean, if you don't own them, why are they in your closet? So they were experimenting not just on SARS, which if you don't know, that's what COVID is, right? Influenza, the flu, MERS, which is another form, kind of like another form of virus that was common. I think there was recently in Africa too. So this paper had been reviewed by the funding agency, by the NIH, National Institute of Health of the United States, and continuation of these studies was requested and has been approved by the NIH. So even after it was stopped and they were not allowed to experiment with this, probably because somebody was like, what the hell is going on here? Why are you trying to make new viruses that can wipe out the US population? Under the discretion here and under the NIH, which Fauci's involved with, they were given permission and funding to continue to create the coronavirus that we're facing today, SARS-CoV-2. Now, of course, they created this virus, but we don't have proof that that's where it came from because, you know, it was created in Wuhan and the epidemic came out of Wuhan. But, you know, there's probably no relation because there was a few walls between where this virus was created and the people that it infected. And Fauci knows he's in some deep, deep, deep waters. So Tyler goes on to say, what are the odds that it was Fauci himself that saved the PDF file as Breck, Shi et al., Nature Medicine, SARS gain of function before attaching it and sending it along to Hugh? Fauci has admitted that. So Hugh knew exactly what Fauci was worried about. Experiments were performed before the gain-of-function pause, but have since been reviewed and approved by NIH. But I thought Fauci said experiments weren't really gain-of-function. Why so stressed? The authors of the paper were clearly aware the experiments fall within the definition of gain-of-function, which is obvious to anyone who actually takes the time to read the paper. Saying this approach, I'm reading the paper to you guys that are blind viewers, this approach must be considered in the context of the U.S. government mandated pause of gain-of-function studies. Goes on to say, thus the relative to the Urbani spike, I'm not even going to read the whole name of the virus for you guys, shows a gain in pathogenesis, aka ability to spread and to infect. On the basis of these findings, scientific review panels may deem similar studies building chimeric viruses based on circulating the potential to prepare for and mitigate future outbreaks must be weighed against the risk of creating more dangerous pathogens. So yes, they created pathogens. I'm just going to come out and say it. There's no way this did not come from the Wuhan lab. And there's no way the US wasn't involved in it. You ever want to know why China's not being threatened or punished? It's because this was also partly in conjunction with the US. Because guess what? The US and China are not actually enemies. We're not. We're Zionists and they're communists. And there's not much difference, to be completely honest, in the fact that we're both looking for a global order and we don't really care about our countries. We're all globalists. It's all globalism, right? The global American empire, communism, Zionism, everything. It's like people get fighting about Israel and China and Palestinians and America. Look, it's the same thing, and they're all run by the same people. That's why the anti-Semites who hate Israel, Savannah, I'm going to tell this to you because there's a lot of people who get really bent up on like, well, Israel's doing bad things. Yeah, yeah, Israel is. Good, they are. Guess
what?
So is
America.
So is us.
Yeah.
Oh, and then so is China. It's like the same people who are like, it's just communists. It's just Israel. Oh, and the left is like the opposite. They go, it's America. It's America that's bad. Maybe you're all right. Maybe Israel, America, China, maybe these global elitist countries with world power, nuclear weapons are all working together towards the same agenda 2030. And maybe your anti-Semitism is just a little bit misguided because you're focusing too much on hatred and bitterness rather than opening up your mind to realize that there's a lot of countries doing a lot of bad things and they're not keeping each other accountable and they're making sure that you don't know the truth. And you know what? The more that you get fixated on one, the more the left hates America and doesn't focus on anything else, the more that the extreme left and right just hate on Israel and think it's the problem, the more that the mainstream right just thinks it's communist China. Oh well, my gosh.
And you know
we're
what?
All fighting the same enemies, guys. It's the elites, it's the bankers, it's the people who control the world, and they've got you all hating each other. It's so funny.
And you know what, Lige, too, I oftentimes think of just in regards to the racism and the fact that we're all so focused in on it, I think that that in itself is a distraction. And yes, we call out the people who are committing a lot of these crimes in the inner city, but I feel like racism in itself and focusing on all of these issues is a distraction from the fact that, again, we do have a global elitist group that's like really ruling everyone and destroying people's lives, destabilizing countries. Look what just happened in Haiti. Look at the UK. Look at France. They have forced vaccine passports. An article just came out by the Daily Mail today that said that they're going to start mandating vaccine passports here in the US, which is a surprise to no one. But that's exactly where we're at right now. And we're looking to all these other countries, and it is still important for us to focus on what's happening in Cuba, Venezuela, France, UK, because that's what's coming here to America. You see the churches being burned down in Canada. Guess what's coming to America and what is already here? You see the vaccine passports being pushed. Guess what's coming to America and what is, again, already here?
Look at that. Look at my screen. That's what's already here. Your medical information will be stored below the skin, and they'll tell you this. And also, I'm going to tell you, they said it's for your safety. Go ahead and play video 12. As Australia goes back into lockdown after one 80-year-old dies, they locked down an entire city, Sydney. They say now is, look, it was for your health. Remember, it was a snap lockdown, 5 days for your health, my Australian viewers. I know you. I got you. I'm watching your politics. My family's there. I wanted to be there. I've been wanting to do a tour there and be with you guys and do some shows there. But look at what they had to say in video 12.
Good evening. Within hours, Sydney will be in the grip of much tougher restrictions, the Premier clamping down on the stubborn Delta outbreak with what she's calling a no-regrets policy. And this is why. From a record 82,000 tests, the state today recorded 111 cases and, tragically, the third COVID death in this outbreak, a man aged in his 80s from the city's southeast. Across Greater Sydney, retail shops will now close. A small list of essential stores can remain open. Construction sites across the city shut down. And from midnight tonight, 110 suburbs across Liverpool, Fairfield and Canterbury-Bankstown will be sealed shut. That's 900,000 residents who can't leave their area.
Just a robot. One 80-year-old died. And I'm going to tell you this. We're going to get into this. I'm going to play the video, other video too, as well. It's the next one where they said no more talking. But I'm going to say, look, I don't like the way the world is. I don't like the way it is. But right now, you've got to play the game a little bit. I'm playing the game. And we've got to be smart about this. And I don't like the financial system, but I'm letting you know that right now, the way that it is, the way that credit works, and I'm not talking about just pulling loans or getting trapped into things. I'm talking about getting out of debt, which is what the most important thing is going to be getting your credit score up. If you don't like the system, that's okay. I don't like it either, but it is what it is. And a lot of people have low credit scores and they're slaves and they're trapped to the credit system. And I was too, with student loans and everything. And I had to get out, which is why I had to get my credit score up. And you know that a lot of people can get their credit score up to 97 points and they don't know how. I'm going to tell you about the scientists at Scoremaster have cracked the code on how adding 97 points to your credit score is like finding money. It means fast loan approvals, huge discounts, and low interest rates on everything from buying or refinancing a home to leasing a new car to applying for a credit card. You know, guys, I'm telling you, as my audience, refinancing is the best thing you can do to get out of debt fast. How fast is Scoremaster? Well, when one member raises credit score 33 points in just 5 days, another 43 points in a couple of days. Scoremaster is so easy. It takes about a minute to get started. And if you hurry, you get to try Scoremaster for free. That's right. Try it for free. See how many points you can add to your credit score. Go to scoremaster.com/offense. That's scoremaster.com/offense. Scoremaster.com/offense and find out how to raise as many points to your score today. I was able to refinance my student loans and things. I've been an idiot financially early on in my life. I'm really happy I'm able to get out of this. One day I want to be completely debt-free and I want to get out of this altogether because I don't want to be a slave to the financial market. So please get your credit score up. It is a trap, and get out of that trap and get free today. Go to scoremaster.com/offense and raise your score today. If you want to play the next video, they say that they're shutting down over one man dying. It makes no sense. It's not supposed to make sense. And I like to give a little shout out to Australia because, as you know, my family's Australian and my heart hurts for you guys. It really does. My little kangaroos. I wish I could just open up my pouch and let you in. But, you know, that's not the chimera I have today. You don't want to get in anything that I have. They said that, you know, we've gotten to a point where there's got to be no more talking. You can't really be nice to each other. Listen.
Whilst it is in human nature to engage in conversation with others, to be friendly, unfortunately, this is not the time to do that. So even if you run into your next door neighbour, in the shopping centre, in the Coles, washer at Coles, Woolworths or Aldi or any other grocery shop, don't start up a conversation. Now is the time for minimising your interactions with others. Even if you've got a mask, do not think that affords total protection. We want to be absolutely sure that as we go about our daily lives, we do not come into contact.
Okay, shut up. We're not going about our daily lives. There's no daily lives in this world, in this lockdown. It's madness. Guys, I live in Texas. I travel everywhere. I'm sick now. Who gives a damn? It's a sickness. You know, it's like more people died. I think like 2,782, I think approximately people that were like under 35 died from COVID, and like 29,000 died from, more people died from overdoses in that age group, from my understanding. You're more likely to die from your drug opiate addiction than you are from COVID. And so it's just absurd. It's all about fear. What is this BS I read today? Savannah, I wrote this today. This is the mentality you need to have. I'm going to go to my screen here. Don't go to it yet. Let me just find where I'm at. I wake up, right? It's COVID. It's problems. Everything's about fear and control and trying to take you down. The first thing that I wake up and see, the very first thing that I wake up and see is this. Check this out. It's like acid shooting spider scorpion is here to give you nightmare fuel. First of all, it squirts vinegar, which if you're talking about science is technically an acid. And also they make it like so big on the screen. This shows you how media works.
Yeah.
It's so big. And I just wrote, it is the job of the media to make you fear the world. Don't let it get to you. Step on this little S-H-I-T and live your best life. It's like, look, bro, you see a little vinegar scorpion, just crush that little thing with your foot and go on. It's not a big deal. And if it squirts vinegar on you, dip a couple chippies in there to my Australian friends and have a good time with a little oil and vinegar and have a nice fish and chips, you know? But it's like, you know, this is what the media is. They take something stupid and small, like a little scorpion that squirts vinegar, and then they label it as an acid shooting spider scorpion is here to give you nightmare fuel. If you're not scared of spiders, if you're not scared of scorpions, wait till you hear of the chimeric spider scorpion that shoots out acid. It's gonna burn your eyes out, it's gonna rape your children, and it's gonna kill your friends and family. Or maybe it's just like a little 2-inch little piece of crap, and you can just use this new invention called a tennis shoe and just squish it, or perhaps maybe just like don't go out. And by the way, guess where this is, Savannah? Texas.
Oh gosh. Now, you know, I was gonna jump into a joke and say also the government may or may not have created this and released it into nature, but we cannot confirm.
This may or may not been NIH funded research, but that's what the media does. It blows up. This is a physically blowing up an image, but that's what they do. They blow up small things to keep you fearful so that they can retain and control. And that's why it's backwards. And guys, you want to know what to do? You got to keep resisting it, and you've got to get more honest. And if you thought I was a little too honest in this episode, that's okay, because I'm not getting any less honest, and I'm not going away anytime soon, because I'm not stupid, I'm not bitter, I'm not mad, I'm energized. I am a gain of function, Elijah. This chimera has gotten to a new level. There's a gain of function research happening on me every single day, and we're going to keep talking about this. And for those of you guys that were nervous about some things I said in this episode, remember, like I said, it's not one issue or country or person that's the problem. There's a lot of people. Some people might have started the problem. Some people might be more to blame for the problem. But believe me, the problem is way bigger than you could ever understand or even that we could possibly know. You know, at this point, I want to remind you guys, please, if you want to continue to support this show, please leave a 5-star review. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on Google Play, on iHeartRadio. Leave that review. It helps us so much. We're demonetized everywhere. And I'm going to keep getting more honest. I've been sick. They wanted me to take time off. They don't want me to work. I'm not going to stop working for you. I'm not going to stop doing what it takes. Yes, I play the game a little bit. I know what I'm doing, but I'm not going to stop. And so please leave that review. And you might get it read on the show. We're going to read one in a second, but also please remember, if you've been watching and you are a slightly offensive backer, an SOB, please continue to support us at blazetv.com/Elijah. Become a member. That is awesome. If you've been a long time in the show, some of you guys have been members for years. Thank you so much. It gets $10 off with promo code Elijah. Go to blazetv.com/Elijah. Let's read some of these reviews. I'm just going to read them off my screen for the once, because I am kind of blind right now. We have one review from Buckboy, from Buckboy12321. Dynamic, no way you are 18th. Top five for sure. The best way to spend a Wednesday and Friday. My only critique is that I can't watch every day. Thank you, Elijah and Savannah, for such an amazing content and always bringing a laugh to what is typically not funny. You bring real rainbows to what is becoming a bleak world, and there's no way you are 18th. Number one in my book. I'm going to let you know something. I'm not going to give much details. I'm getting on top of this show, a whole nother show. We're getting to the point where I can say this now. That's going to be live every day at night. You're going to get the show twice a week still, and it's not going to stop, and I won't stop it. But there's like a way bigger budget show with like a lot more people involved that I got, and I don't know why they gave it to me because I'm kind of a retard. But you know, I guess it works, and you guys have been supporting. So I have a big project. Can't tell you anything about what it's called, who's working in it, or what time it's going to be at. But a few networks tried to poach me. A few people offered me jobs and good jobs, really better jobs than broom closet level. And I turned it down because this new project is where it's at. So you're going to actually get me 7 times a week instead of 5. Plus, we're getting funding for a bunch of new street content too on the weekends. So we're not going to be getting a lot of time off, Savannah, but at least we'll be growing. We also have a review from Reagan84. Elijah is like cherubim. Elijah is like unto the cherubim, an angel who God hath guarding the tree of life. He slays leftists and neocons with the flaming sword of truth. Sav is a grizzly. I hate that you picked these ones.
It's so funny.
I like snot coming to my nose. Sav is grizzly, not physically, who protects her young. Elijah from Ravenous Wolves, feminist. Great show if you're not a moron.
I love our review.
Me too.
Leavers, our podcast listeners. They're really the best. They really are.
You guys are the best. Anyway, guys, we could have gotten to a lot more. And I'm just going to let you know that don't lose hope. Stay clown-pilled. Stay energized. I might have sounded a little bit fired up, but I'm getting fired up. I'm getting really fired up. I got a lot of projects ahead. I got a lot of funding ahead. I'm not slowing down. I'm not slowing down. I'm going to expand my family and everything. We're going to fight back against the globalist American empire hard. We're going to hit them where it hurts. We're forming alliances with a lot of strong and powerful people. We're overcoming. Every not based and lame and gay organization is becoming less gay, lame, and not based. Things are happening and moving. Don't lose hope, please. And don't lose hope. Stay white-pilled. I'm Elijah Schaefer. I have to say top 17 host, but on Blaze TV, I've become your top 18 host. Here on Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV with Confetti of Color. Don't forget to follow myself and Savannah on social media wherever you can. Please also subscribe to her YouTube. Subscribe to this YouTube if you have not already. Turn on the bell. I know there's a lot of questions and asking this, but we give you an hour worth of content. A lot of you guys want shorter videos. I'm sorry. I'm figuring out ways to do things. We're just severely understaffed, and I do a lot more than just this show that you guys might not know. I do like 5 other shows a week and stuff with other people. So there's just a lot going on, and it's not that easy. But on that note, please stay safe. May God bless you and your family. May the protection of Christ be upon you. Continue to resist sin and temptation. Do your best. If you're stuck in sin or problems, just, it's okay. It's a new day. Move on. God's mercies are new. His blessings are new. And continue to get well. Have a great rest of the week. And may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.